Welcome to your daily devotional, September 29th, Companion by Covenant, Malachi chapter 2, verses 14 and 15 reads, "Yet she is your companion and your wife by covenant. But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit? And why one? He seeks godly offspring." Your spouse is your companion. Your spouse is your companion in the physical sense, the spiritual sense, and the practical sense. The Apostle Paul addresses the physical aspect in his first letter to the Corinthians in response to their questions about it. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 1 through 5 reads, "Now concerning the things of which you wrote to me, it is good for a man not to touch a woman. Nevertheless, because of sexual immorality, let each man have his own wife, and let each woman have her own husband. Let the husband render to his wife the affection due her, and likewise also the wife to her husband. The wife does not have authority over her own body, but the husband does. And likewise the husband does not have authority over his own body, but the wife does. Do not deprive one another except with consent for a time. You may give yourselves to fasting and prayer, and come together again so that Satan does not tempt you because of your lack of self-control." Spiritual companionship is also vitally important for successful Christian marriage. We have it in our text. "But did he not make them one, having a remnant of the Spirit?" It is implied here that the union is between two believers, something that the Bible also stresses elsewhere. An unequal spiritual yoke will surely place stress on the marriage, and it is forbidden for the Christian considering marriage to marry outside the faith. 2 Corinthians chapter 6 and verse 14. The principle is for the Christian to marry only in the Lord. Many of you may be wondering what happens when one becomes a Christian after having been married, as in to an unbeliever. Well, the Bible has something to say about this as well. "Now to the married I command, yet not I but the Lord, a wife is not to depart from her husband, but even if she does depart, let her remain unmarried, but be reconciled to her husband, and a husband is not to divorce his wife. But to the rest I, not the Lord, say, if any brother has a wife who does not believe, and she is willing to live with him, let him not divorce her. And a woman who has a husband who does not believe, if he is willing to live with her, let her not divorce him. For the unbelieving husband is sanctified by the wife, and the unbelieving wife is sanctified by the husband. Otherwise your children would be unclean, but now they are holy. But if the unbeliever departs, let him depart. A brother or sister is not under bondage in such cases, but God has called us to peace. For how do you know, O wife, whether you will save your husband? Or how do you know, O husband, whether you will save your wife?" 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 10 through 16. The unbelieving spouse and children are sanctified in the sense that they benefit from the prayers and example of the believer in the household. However, this is no guarantee of salvation, for each is accountable to the Lord for his or her own decision about Jesus. The new Christian should seek to model Christ in the home, share God's truth when opportunities arise, and not cease praying for unsaved family members, knowing the final destination of those who reject the gospel of Jesus Christ. Unmarried friend, you can spare yourself much heartache in this area by heeding God's counsel on how to choose a mate. The third area of companionship in marriage that we will consider is practical. Ecclesiastes chapter 4, verses 9 through 11 reads, "Two are better than one, because they have a good reward for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Again, if two lie down together, they will keep warm. But how can one be warm alone?" Christians should be available emotionally and practically in order to help our spouses in time of need and not leave them feeling rejected and alone. Friend, I urge you to take these things to heart. And if there are any changes you need to make, behaviors you need to repent of, or advice from God's word you need to take, prayerfully consider these things. God bless you in this.